So, there are many ways to group the amino acids. The three most important ways to group the amino acids is to group them by 1, hydrophobicity, 2, hydrophobicity, and 3, hydrophobicity. After that, other characteristics like size and charge, secondary structure, are important too, and to a much lesser extent, also alcoholicity or aromaticity. And on top of that, there are some special characteristics, like glycine is very flexible, proline is very rigid, cysteines can form bridges, etc.